Let's welcome our two new contestants, Dan Fayer and Melissa Kirsch. Melissa, you wrote a book, and you're writing another book, but I love the name of your book, The Girl's Guide to Absolutely Everything. Yep. What is that book about other than everything?
Well, there's no trivia in it, and there's no trivia.
Actually, no word games. Okay, it's actual tips.
But it's everything else.
Everything else.
For women in their 20s.
Like, keep going.
Yeah. You go, girl. That kind of stuff.
Excellent. And Dan, you are a national crossword champion.
That's right. I'm a 2-time champion of the American Crossword Puzzle Tournament.
Okay. Wow. All right. So let me tell you about our game. This next game is inspired by REM. It's called It's the End of the World as We Know It. And Art Chung is back here to explain what this game is about.
Afir, if you're like me, you have no idea what those lyrics to that REM song are, except for the part where they go, Leonard Bernstein. But Jonathan, I think you know more of the lyrics.
Yeah, I do. Here's the whole line where that thing happens. The other night I dreamed of an ice continental church divide, mountain sit in a line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonette Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce, and Lenza Bank, birthday party, cheesecake, jelly bean, boob, you symbiotic, patriotic, slam, book, neck. Right? Right.
Right. Yeah.
It's a relief to see these lyrics written out because they never made sense to me before, but now...
Now it all's clear.
Yeah.
It's like a secret language.
Yeah.
Well, particularly the line, Leonard Bernstein, Leonid Brezhnev, Lenny Bruce, and Lester Bangs, actually came from a dream Michael Stipe had where all the people in the dream were at a party and they all had the initials LB. This is true.
I love that celebrities dream about other parties with celebrities. That's what they dream of.
So this game is about other famous people with the initials LB who might have been at that party. For example, Jonathan, if I said, Michael Stipe thought he saw this LB making out with Humphrey Bogart, you'd say?
Lauren Bacall, which is
right. That's right, Bogey and Bacall. So you understand the concept. All these celebrities have the initials LB. Okay, contestants, ring in when you know the answer. Whoever gets more right moves on to our Ask Me One More final round. Michael Stipe tried to talk to this LB, but he was pushed back by her Secret Service detail, who will be guarding her until 2018. Dan.
Laura Bush.
Laura Bush is correct. This LB was standing in the corner wearing a plaid shirt and duck boots, which he'd be happy to sell you online with free shipping from Maine. Melissa.
L.L. Bean.
L.L. Bean, correct. Michael Stipe steered clear of this 19th century LB, who took an axe and carved a turkey. Whoa. Melissa.
I like that, Dan. But you're very fair, Dan. You pointed over. No, it's Melissa. Okay.
Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden is correct.
Lizzie Borden.
Michael Stipe wanted to play Rock Band, but this LB kept hogging the guitar and playing his own Fleetwood Mac songs. Dan.
Lindsey Buckingham.
Correct. Everyone started jumping into the pool, but this LB wouldn't take off his big black robe, which made sense since he was a legendary Supreme Court justice. Dan.
Louis Brandeis?
Yes, Louis Brandeis. Michael Stipe thought he saw this LB on the balcony throwing $100 bills into the crowd, which he could afford as the CEO of Goldman Sachs. Oh, Dan
he's
is
approaching hovering the bell.
Do I get credit for just a last name? I'm not sure what his first name is.
Do you get credit? Wow. That's
probably no, probably not, because it's LB, isn't it?
It is. His name initials are LB. There's your hint.
That's kind of important.
Yeah.
So you're not answering because you don't want to give her the last name. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, no, it's because I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But that's a good strategy,
Do you want to try? Do you want to just make up a first name that might go with that?
Sure.
Why not? Yes. Dan.
Larry Blankfein?
No.
That Melissa. Is a strategy. That was strategy.
It's the rope-a-dope. It's fantastic.
Is it Lloyd Blankfein?
It is Lloyd Blankfein. Now I feel bad. We sort of taunted Dan into telling us.
It is now a tie score.
This red-headed LB was at the dessert bar, stuffing chocolates in her mouth like it was on a conveyor belt. Melissa.
Lucille Ball.
Correct.
That was so unbelievably close, and you guys are amazing. Melissa, you won this round. Congratulations. You're moving on to the Ask Me One More. I can tell there's a lot of mutual respect because you guys played that great. How about a hand for Dan, everybody? Okay, we've reached that part in the show where I'm going to let you in on a little secret. And by that, I mean I'm going to reveal this week's mystery guest. Let's talk about what we know so far. He can make even a dummy look good. And he's a cross between Noel Coward and Liberace. And he will most likely hate what Art is wearing right now, which is a T-shirt that is airbrushed. It's an airbrushed creation with a happy face on it and the word art written in bubble letters.
I got it at a bar mitzvah.
You got it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that would make sense if you were 14, but you're wearing it now. The T-shirt, I take it, was once white.
It was whitish, yes.
It was whitish.
Yes.
But you love that shirt, I guess.
I wore it a lot, more often and more recently than you would imagine.
Well, I guess that's very sustainable of you, as we'd like to say. Our guest is, of course, the wonderful Simon Doonan. For many years, Simon was the creative genius behind the window displays at Barney's, one of the most exclusive high-end department stores. He's a style icon and author of the hilarious book, Gay Men Don't Get Fat. You're listening to NPR's Ask Me Another. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and coming up, we'll get some much-needed style tips from Barney's own Simon Doonan, because some of the people around here have a fashion sense best enjoyed over radio.